Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
I am so sad to report that stand-up comedian Charlie Murphy, Eddie's older brother, has died from leukemia. His manager said that Charlie was 57 years old. Now, you know, Charlie was a very successful and popular stand-up comedian in his own right. He'd been undergoing chemotherapy, and he died in a hospital in New York City yesterday. Charlie was recently on tour with Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, George Lopez, and D.L. Hughley. Family members are absolutely in shock. They thought he was getting better. We're told the family would talk with him frequently. He'd even joke that they were calling too much. Charlie famously co-starred on Chappelle's Show in some of Dave's most memorable skits, including The Night Charlie Partied with Rick James and Prince. Charlie's wife, Tisha Taylor Murphy, also died in 2009 from cervical cancer. They have two children together, and he had another from a previous relationship. You know what? I have had so much fun with Charlie over the years. Every time I saw him at one of his film junkets, he was just the nicest guy. I too am shocked and saddened, and my condolences go out to all of the Murphy family, especially Charlie's children. You'll be hearing more about this story. And in other sad news, poor Mel B. Now she has had to obtain a restraining order against the nanny, who she claims is extorting her after her estranged husband, Stephen Belafonte, reportedly got the nanny pregnant during an affair. Now, the singer, whose real name is Melanie Brown, obtained a court order to see the contents inside of a storage locker of Lorraine Giles. Mel B claims that Giles was keeping between 12 to 15 boxes that included sex tapes, photos of Giles and Belafonte included in that. However, when Mel B first showed up with her lawyers, officials at the storage facility wouldn't let her in. Mel B then went to the police for help to get into the storage locker, but then she left a second time empty-handed. But then, when she came back, they did let her in. She did leave empty-handed. She didn't find anything. Now, the judges ordered Giles to stay 100 yards away from Mel B and not to harass her or remove any other property from the public storage locker. Now, you know TMZ was there along with cameras rolling. The court documents also reveal that the singer is accusing Giles and her ex-husband Belafonte of extortion. They say that the documents state that in January of 2015, Mel B actually fired the nanny, and then her husband lost it, calling Giles his ride or die biatch. Mel B said that Belafonte threatened to release their sex tapes unless she rehired the nanny and paid her twice as much. Of course, he was sleeping with the nanny at the time. Good Lord, talk about an abused woman. Mel, we had no idea you were going through all of this because, girl, you have been holding your head so high. And you know what? We are standing with you. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.